All summer, we've been exploring different ways that we can enjoy our Michigan waters. Of course, there's boating and swimming and fishing, but we've discovered great Michigan snorkeling, scuba diving, even surfing. And now to SUP, stand-up paddling. It's no longer just something they're doing, say, in Hawaii or California. SUP in Michigan is on the rise. Just ask my next guest. Brody Welty is originally from Michigan. Now he's based in San Diego and is the head of Paddle Fit. He's become a national leader in stand-up paddling. Brody, how did a guy from Corunna become the guy turning the nation on to SUP?
I ask myself that question every single day. You know, I've always had an affinity for the ocean, even though growing up in Michigan, you know, seeing movies, seeing surf magazines, and having a name like Brody, which is not necessarily common. It's more associated with, let's say, California or a surf culture. I was just kind of naturally drawn there. So I, right after college, moved to California. It was kind of my destiny, and then got into surfing, and then as stand-up paddling started to surface, you know, being from Michigan and kayaking and all the water sports, canoeing, all the stuff that you grow up doing, it was kind of a natural fit. And that's essentially what SUP is. It's the combination of surfing, of outrigger canoe paddling, of kayaking, and kind of its you know, hybrid of all these different sports, but yet it's its own sport. So that was kind of my journey of first moving to California and then being exposed to the sport when I eventually moved to Hawaii, and it became part of my job there. So
tough job, Brody, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Exactly.
Tell us exactly what is happening with SUP. What's going on? What do you do?
So, real briefly, the reason why it's taken on and it's grown so fast is because it's accessible. I have a four-year-old son who I take out paddling. So, if a four-year-old can do it, and then the oldest person I've ever taken out has been 88. So it's as accessible as kayaking. It's just slightly more difficult than kayaking. So that accessibility is huge. And you look like a place like Michigan that has, you know, 11,000 lakes, and the accessibility. I mean, we're no more than 5-10 minutes from a body of water. Most of us are. So I think that accessibility to water and just that whole cool kind of surf vibe is the attraction to it, but yet it's as simple and as easy that anybody can do it.
Brody, why is it such a good way to enjoy the water and also to get a workout?
Well, the first thing is it kind of just being out in the water, you kind of have to focus on the task at hand. So from a mental standpoint, you can't focus on your job, you can't focus on the kids, you can't focus on your iPhone or Samsung or whatever. You have to focus on paddling. So, you know, studies have shown exercise outside are so much more beneficial from a stress management standpoint. And then just the simple fact of if I had to pick one tool to train people, it would be stand-up paddling, because it is such a complete workout. You're focusing on balance, you're focusing on strength, endurance, and most important, you're having fun. So when you combine all those factors into one, it's just kind of a complete package to, you know, to get healthy.
What kind of conditions do you need, and what kind of waters? Can I go anywhere?
So, yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. I just came from an event in Idaho where we were on whitewater. So we were going down class 2, 3, 4 rapids on stand-up paddleboards. So that's an extreme. You know, the good thing, like I said earlier, about Michigan having so many lakes is we have calm, flat water in Michigan. So ideally, to learn the sport, you want calm, flat. But you can surf with it, whitewater, anything you can imagine that involves water, you can do stand-up with.
What is a good day out doing stand-up? What's a good SUP day like?
So for me or for everybody else?
How about for you?
So for me, I enjoy the surfing aspect of stand-up paddling. So the versatility of stand-up is you can go on flat, calm water. You can go on white water. Well, you can also surf with it. So living in California, we have pretty consistent waves. So to me, I love getting up, hitting the beach, going surfing, and then if I have enough strength afterwards, do a little bit of a distance paddle to get some training and some cardio in.
How about a Michigan SUP experience?
So Michigan SUP experience can have the same. I mean, you said you had surfers on the show before, so but ideally, just the natural beauty that we have in Michigan, you know, all the lakes, and I was just at Island Lake, the metro park there, and you know, there, you got a nice little beach, you got these nice green trees everywhere. You know, just being out in nature, and then some of the rivers, and even going up north when you have some of the beautiful lakes like Torch Lake and Lake Charlevoix, you know, just being able to go and access those lakes from a stand-up paddleboard is remarkable.
Is this sport on the rise in Michigan?
Oh, absolutely. I made a post on my Instagram account yesterday saying that Michigan has the potential to be have the most amount of stand-up paddlers in the U.S. because of all the access to water. I mean, a lot of times being in California, we think of stand-up as, you know, surf or race or any of this stuff. But in reality, a place like Michigan that has just as much shoreline as California and Florida, and we have all the inland lakes, I think it has the potential to be huge here. In fact, it's on its way to becoming huge.
I love it. Brody Welty, originally from Corunna, now based in San Diego, turning Michigan and the nation onto stand-up paddling. Sup, and you can go to paddlefitpro.com and get more information and get a list of coaches in Michigan. Brody, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.